Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled, a podcast where we go into the beautiful practice of manifestation and, most importantly, feeling that you have already attained everything you want today, right now. Because what is the point in putting off our happiness? Happiness is the greatest nourishment, right? Why should we not just enjoy ourselves and feel good now? Because the good feelings lead us to good experiences and wonderful blessings. And frankly, without happiness and good feelings, what's the point in getting anything? So let's start with holding the vision, as we usually do in this session, in these podcasts. Think of something that you'd love to manifest in your life. Something that's meaningful to you. And imagine that there is a doorway. And as you walk through that doorway, you enter into the experience, the reality that you have now attained everything you want. And as you walk through, just notice how wonderful it feels, to attain that which you desire. Just experiencing that, increasing that good feeling as if you have a dial, turn it up, the good feelings. Beautiful big smile. And giving thanks, Yay, isn't that wonderful? Keep that with you as you listen to this. The good feeling. So today we're diving into how to deal with challenges. Guaranteed, as you go through this process, something or other will come up to derail you from your joy. And that can happen in countless ways. It can happen in our physical body. We can get sick. It can happen in money situations. It can happen in relationships. Relationships is classic, right? Really. It can even happen with going to the store and wanting some special stuff and they haven't got any, right? Or whatever it is, little things like that. There's so many millions of ways, big and small, that can derail us. And of course, there are very serious situations in the world happening all the time in various places that are much more severe than anything I've mentioned. So whatever it is, whether it's big or small, we are going to be presented with opportunities to not be happy, to not be in our highest space, to be in a lower negative space. So when that happens, what to do about it? First thing is to acknowledge the fact that you are feeling bad. There's no point in lying to ourselves about this, because you are with yourself always, right? You are your own best friend or worst enemy, as the case may be, right? We're with ourselves. We can either ignore that fact or we can embrace it. Might as well embrace it. We're with ourselves forever. Might as well get to like ourselves. And if we're feeling down, if we're feeling disturbed, if we're feeling upset or sick or having some challenges, no point in lying to ourselves. There's no point saying, I'm just going to watch, loads and loads of movies back to back and pretend none of this is happening. just going to drink loads of alcohol or take pills or whatever. There's no point in ignoring what is. So first thing is just say, okay, what am I dealing with? That's a wonderful blessing right there. Once we can acknowledge it, then we actually will feel a lot better right away. Because running away from ourselves is actually very disturbing emotionally, because we're not being with us, we're not loving ourselves, we're not being honest with ourselves. It's very harmful for us. I'll just share a quick story. Even today, I'm being honest with you, even today, right, I have various things in my life that sometimes cause me some stress, I'm being honest. And so I came back from a walk. I had a wonderful walk. I was out in nature, did some wonderful meditation. And I hadn't eaten enough. I was pretty much eating fruit the whole day. So I hadn't eaten enough. And I noticed I had a bit of low blood sugar, right, on my way back from this hike. So I was like, oh, I feel a bit shaky, haven't eaten enough. So I drove home. And I put some food on and I sat down on the chair and I started feeling restless because I unplugged the internet, right? There's no internet, right? I can't get any cell phone, no internet, nothing works. I put it in a box and locked the box. So I was looking around thinking, I went for a magazine that was sitting around. I grabbed this magazine and then I was looking at it, reading some stupid article about something. And I'm like, Michael, what are you doing? I don't care about this. Let's be honest. You're avoiding something. What's going on? Are you all right? So I had a little chat with myself. And then I just stopped. I said, let me just sit here and feel my feelings. Obviously something's bothering me. So let me just feel the feelings. And I noticed certain sensations. And then they just disappeared. And I was like, oh, I feel great. So instead of wasting my time, I could have easily sat there and read a bunch of nonsense just to distract myself. But no, let me just feel it. And then I thought, this is wonderful. Everything's fine, actually. I was just feeling a little something, and it's okay. So as soon as you say, you know what, I'm having a bit of a rough time right now. I'm a bit stressed. This situation's really bothering me. When we say that to ourselves, it's a sign of love. And then we start to like ourselves more and we can actually do something about it. And it's okay. Life is a bit of a mess. You know, it really is. This is a crazy world. There's lots of crazy people around, right? This is not an easy thing, being alive. Right? There's lots of blessings, there's lots of opportunity to feel good, there's lots of wonderful things happening, but there's also plenty of opportunity to have challenges, and that's all right. It is what it is. You might as well just acknowledge it, admit it, come to terms with it, and then the next step is to lean into it, lean into the feeling. Why would we want to do that? Doesn't that sound a bit insane? Leaning into negative feelings? Isn't that the opposite of what we're talking about all the time on this podcast? Surely leaning into things is not a good idea. No, actually it is a good idea, because if we're not leaning into it, then we are resisting it. And what happens when we resist? What we resist persists. Right? It's a true statement. If you resist it, it gets bigger. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So it's better just to lean into it, to say, you know what? I am actually feeling distressed. Let me feel it even more. if we don't lean into it and we don't go into it deeper, what happens instead is that we go into repression and suppression. Repression is where you get stuffed down before we even realize what happens. Repression is the worst thing because it's happening unconsciously, and suppression is where we are somewhat aware of it and we're trying to stuff it away. And stuffing things away doesn't mean they've gone anywhere, it just means we're not willing to deal with it. So it's much more effective, instead of suppressing it and repressing it, lean into it. So if you have some situation that's stressing you out, let's just take a moment now. This is like the opposite of what we normally do. We normally say, let's focus on something that we want to manifest. And now I'm telling you to think about something you don't want and to lean into it. So it's the same method, but for something else. And just notice how it feels. If you don't run away from it, and you just allow it, you just feel it. What normally happens is that we start to feel relaxed after a little bit. I discovered this method out of necessity when I was in India about 20 years ago, actually, 18, 20 years ago. I was in India and I was there for 5 months in Mumbai, mostly traveling around, and I had a flat there. And I went for the mango season. So there's so many different types of mangoes. If you like mangoes, right, you don't know what mangoes are unless you go to India. India is the home of mangoes. That's where they come from, the birthplace of mangoes. And they have hundreds and thousands of varieties, right, that you never get in America or England, unless they import them, and they hardly have any varieties. So you just don't know what it's like till you actually live there in mango season. So I would go down to these stalls, and I literally lived on mangoes, and I'd say, okay, bag of those, bag of those, bag of those. And every 2 weeks, there was 15 different varieties every 2 weeks. So completely different, right? You go to Whole Foods, and you've got two types, if you're lucky, right? You go to India, 15 types every 2 weeks, completely different. So anyway, I had loads and loads and loads and loads of mangoes, and towards the end, I'm not sure it was the mangoes poisoning me, but something happened, and I had this really, really, really bad illness that just all of a sudden came on. I was supposed to leave in 2 days, and I couldn't get out of bed. I literally couldn't get up, couldn't call anyone. I was just lying in bed in this awful pain. I had this serious headache, and I've never experienced anything as bad as that. So I was resisting it because it was so awful. And I was resisting it and trying to get rid of it and trying to get out of bed, and I couldn't do anything. And finally I said, you know what, just let go. Just let go. I mean, I might even die here, but there's nothing I can do. So just let go. And when I really sincerely, from the depths of my heart and soul, really and honestly, just totally let go, and leaned into the pain, I said, instead of trying to run from it, let me go inside of it, let me go into it. It felt like the eye of the storm, you know, hurricanes, if anyone lives in Florida, right, or tornadoes. In the middle, it's peaceful, in the middle of the hurricane. So you can go inside of it and you find that out. Inside of this spinning emotional or painful feeling, there is this exquisite peace, this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful peace. And I remember coming into that thinking, oh, wow, this is just incredible. And then I started to recover. And I could get out of bed and had some water and phone someone up. And I ended up leaving, got on a plane, a couple of days later, and I was back in England, and I was fine again. Long story short, but that experience, right, this was going on for about 2 days, but this is really, really sick for about 2 days, and that was the gift, is I learned I can lean into the pain, and it goes away. And I've subsequently learned that I can use the same thing with emotional pain, not just physical pain. I have a meditation, by the way, on Insight Timer, pain relief meditation, where I talk about how to go into the pain, physical pain, if you have physical pain. But we can do this with any kind of pain. And instead of it getting worse, it usually actually dissolves the emotion. Now, I'm not telling you this because it's easy. It's not easy, because our instant reaction to anything unpleasant is run for the hills. You know, because, you know, we don't like pain. So as soon as we feel bad, run, right? We're not going to run away physically most of the time. We're going to run to our phone, or we're going to run to some distraction of some kind, right? TV or internet or book or something, right? We get restless. I don't like it. Run. But if you just sit with it and say, all right, I admit this is happening, let me lean into it, it will actually dissolve. You're letting it go. Ah, yes, right? So this is a very important secret to success in life. Because if we can't deal with our negative feelings, then we are in a really dangerous place. Because there are going to be negative feelings in life. There are going to be situations that are disturbing for us. There are. So you lean into it. And then you realize, what was I so worried about? It's actually all right. From a spiritual perspective, when you realize that you are eternal consciousness, this is a very deep thing. What is the worst thing that can happen? Most people, when you really think about it, most people would say, I'll die, right? We can be so afraid of things. Oh, I don't want this to happen. I don't want that to happen. Why not? Because of this. And why not? Because of this. And why blah, blah, blah? Because I might die. That's what it comes down to at the end. So if you realize, even if you do physically die, you're still alive because you're a spiritual being. Right? So someone can kill your body, but they can't kill you. That's such a deep thing, right? I'm not going to get into this in any detail right now, but you can lean into it and you can be safe leaning into it, because when it comes down to it, you can't die. And the worst that you're going to deal with is some feelings. And then when you lean into them, you realize they're not as bad as you thought anyway. One of my good friends is an expert who I do another podcast with. Shireen, Sister Shireen, she's a yogi, and she's always saying things about how it's harder to avoid the situation than it is just to deal with it, right? We think, oh, you know, it's so hard, I don't want to deal with this thing, and let me just watch a movie, let me just distract myself. But it's actually harder when you add up all the time involved in distracting ourselves compared to just dealing with a thing. Isn't that interesting? It's harder when you really think about it. Like, if let's say you're in an unhealthy relationship, it's harder to keep putting up with that toxic relationship for years and years and years than it is to either end it or improve it. But yet we normally take the easy way out in the moment, but it ends up being a huge amount of work down the road. So that's why leaning into it for a few minutes, even though it seems scary, it's much easier, really, than avoiding it and then avoiding it again and then continuously avoiding it and then creating a habit around avoidance and then avoiding it even more and then just spending the rest of our life avoiding it, right? That's really a lot of work, isn't it? So first thing is accept that you're having some challenges. Second thing, lean into it. Learn to do this. This is a high-level skill. There's a couple of great books. The Sedona Method is a great book. I live in Sedona, so it's a classic method. And Letting Go by David Hawkins, who also lived in Sedona. Sedona seems to be a letting go sort of place. But we've got to learn this. I mean, what I've just shared with you is the essence of the method, and there's, of course, a lot more details than that. But if that's all you did, you'd be making a lot of progress. So, next time you have a difficult situation, just remember this. You might as well admit it to yourself, because you are with yourself always. And it's loving to talk to yourself. You'll manifest better things in your life if you are with yourself, right? Honest with yourself. If you have a friend, right, and your friend's going through a tough time and you love your friend and you care about them, you're going to say, how's it going? Is everything all right? Are you okay? How are you feeling? Do the same thing for yourself. And then lean into it. It's not that scary, really. So don't worry. Don't worry about it. You'll be all right. It's not as bad as it seems. And the more we have the courage to practice this, the easier it gets, the better you feel, and then you come into that wonderful feeling state where you can manifest much more easily. And then you can go back into your usual manifestation practices and visualize what you want and feel it, do your various practices. But it's hard to get to those practices unless you do these first two steps. Right? Normally people have a rough time and they say, let me try and come back to the practice, I can't do it, so I'm going to distract myself. So this is just useful for you to know. Next time you have a challenge, be honest about it, lean into it, love yourself, notice as the feeling dissolves, and then after that you can go back into your usual practices and you'll be fine. So sending you lots of love. Congratulations for being here and for all your wonderful things becoming manifest. I'm congratulating you in advance. Keep it up, keep it up. And remember, the most important thing is those good feelings, knowing that you're a divine being, you've already attained everything. And keep smiling. And thank you so much for your wonderful presence. Talk to you soon, and lots of love.